No.
Would you want to rephrase that, Norm?
I know she hasn't prescribed dark. There's some reports that smoking marijuana actually helps that spasticity. Is there medical relevance to that?
Or
evidence.
There is evidence.
Where's the video camera?
Talk about that a little bit on
Sunday. I don't know if I'm moving the couch to Colorado or not.
The problem with medical marijuana, and I have had patients with spasticity from a variety of causes, including a couple of my FAers who were in their like 20s, 30s, and one older woman with a different disorder who's in her 80s who used medical marijuana, and it absolutely helped. It helped the pain, it helped the spasms. What it's doing to their cognition and mental focus, I don't know. Mm. That's an issue. The state of Colorado.
In some households, it is.
Yes, the state of Colorado is going to be our little test tube for determining what happens to the general population that's now exposed, everywhere, basically, since it's been approved there for recreational use as well. Mm-hmm. I can't prescribe it because the university doesn't let me, but there are community physicians who can prescribe it. And, they're out there and people know where to go. My 80-year-old woman is no longer taking it because it stopped working after a while. The young guys are still taking it. And it's hot. One of them is interested in enrolling in the EPI 743 study, and I don't know if he's going to have to stop his medical marijuana.
That's an interesting question, because as we talk about inclusion criteria and things like that, one of the inclusion criteria in EPI 743 is that you not be taking any of a very long list of antioxidants or supplements. Think of something, it's on that list. And you not be on any investigational product. Well, it's not an investigational product because it's not being given a clinical trial. It's an off-label use of an approved medicine. So in Dr. Lynch's opinion, that is allowable in the EPI 743 trial. That I'm just reading the inclusion exclusion criteria and taking them to the lab.
I'm glad we got you on video.
Yep.
But I think
I'm not sure Dr. Miller will be happy with that interpretation, but I think that's the appropriate regulatory interpretation of that wording. And as we know, when we get to trials, the wording and the regulatory aspects.
I mean, there are other uses for, distillates of medical marijuana, Marinol, et cetera, for weight loss and things like that. So symptomatically, we can borrow from other disciplines that are using it, for pain and for appetite. And if it's appropriate, it certainly could be considered.